When it comes to the longevity of European institutions, the papacy takes the prize. Benedict XVI is the latest in a line of succession that goes back to St. Peter. That makes the recent wedding of Prince Charles seem like a shindig for the nouveau riche. One 93-year-old European who visited our studios last week might have worn a crown with a millennium of history behind it. He was an active opponent of Nazism. He served 20 years in the European Parliament. He is a tireless advocate of an expanded European Union. His name is Otto von Habsburg. And if the crowned heads of Europe had somehow held on to their thrones through World War I, he would have been heir to the Habsburg throne and the ruler of Austria-Hungary. He would have been an emperor.
Emperor and king, you know, we Hungarians insist very much that we have no emperor. We have only a king.
King of Hungary.
Yes.
Emperor of Austria.
Yes, but that is a later title, you know. Hungary, that goes back to the founder of the country, to St. Stephen, while in Austria, emperor, to 1806. So it isn't very far, it isn't very long in history. The title came from the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. And it's only later on, when Napoleon wanted to seize the title, that the title was transferred to Austria.
Now, I have to ask you about something you were quoted as having said about America in this day. A couple of years ago, before the Iraq War, you were quoted in an Austrian paper as saying that in America today, the Pentagon is a Jewish institution, the blacks run the State Department, the white Anglo-Saxons aren't asserting themselves.
No.
Do you really think this about the United States?
No, I don't. But that many people, even friendly people, were saying that, that's a fact. I know it because I met that remark very frequently.
But do you really think the Anglo-Saxons are playing a minor role in American life?
I mean, no.
I mean, the president,
you know,
and
America is, first of all, there are many nationalities who are making up for America. There are four states which in 20 years will have a majority of Spanish language. And I don't think that that's a catastrophe. It's a very good thing. I'm already well located. I have many children, and all my children speak Spanish too.
Really?
So they are already
Do they all speak Hungarian?
Of course.
You know,
all my children speak at least four languages. It's a capital for life. You know, when you reach my very old age, the one capital you do not lose are languages. And so I try to encourage all the young people to learn as many languages as they can, and especially those that are the key languages. Of course, English, although too many people speak now English.
Too many.
So I would say for the foreigner to learn first Spanish, Chinese or Japanese. There is future.
When you were born,
there was
still very little doubt that the most important and powerful region of the world was Europe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today, we're still not 100 years later, but 93 years later?
Exactly.
Many people would say that the United States has been the dominant area of the world.
Yes, and that may change also, but I do believe that we can find a solution. Mm-hmm. You see, we have been brought to think of continents, and there are no continents. Take Africa. It looks, on the map, it looks very nice. But then when you get there, you have two Africas. One is north of the Sahara, and one is south of the Sahara. It's culturally different. It's thinking it's different. It's completely different. So we should accept the reality that what we call Northern Africa is really a Mediterranean country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the real Africa starts with the Sahara. Asia is a completely impossible notion, because after all, a continent in which today geographically you have South Korea and Israel, it's a little bit a lot.
That's great.
You know, a big distance. We should rethink the notion of the continent.
It's a rather vague term, you're saying.
Yes,
it doesn't mean very much.
But it influences our thinking,
yes.
You see. That is very dangerous.
But back to Europe for a second.
Yes.
Can you imagine at the turn of the next century that perhaps people will once again regard Europe as the most important region of the world?
That is possible, but I think it is only possible if Europe realizes America realizes one thing, that the Mediterranean, and especially the Atlantic Ocean, are no longer what they used to be. You see, well, I'm of course very old, but I can very well remember when the United States was 6 days away from us.
You mean by that, ocean liners?
Exactly, but there was no other means of transportation. Nowadays, well, we can fly and very fast, and if we are foolish enough, we can fly over and fly back within the same day. I did it once, it's horrible. But anyhow, you can do it. Which means the Atlantic is no longer what it was. Atlantic is going to be like the Mediterranean, a tie and not a separating line.
I have a question for you as someone who was born into into more than royalty, into an imperial household.
Yeah.
Do you see any point at all, any point whatever, to monarchy, to the idea of royalty today?
Well, we should look at it from a historical point of view. Since there is history, there always were republics and monarchies. My personal, you say, they often ask me, are you a royalist or are you a republican?
Mm-hmm.
I say, neither one nor the other. I'm something different. I'm a legitimist. That is to say, I believe that people are not made for their state, but the state is made for them.
Are you saying whichever works best is,
exactly.
Is fine?
Exactly. You see, it would be absolutely asinine to create a royalist party in Switzerland, but it would be suicidal to create a Republican party in Spain. And I would say we should always concentrate on one thing. A state is there to assure the rule of law and to assure the individual freedom. Whatever state and whatever form of state is good for that is going to be the legitimate form in that time. We never know what changes might come in the future.
Well, Otto von Habsburg, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Otto von Habsburg was a member of the European Parliament for 20 years.